Some might suggest that only a military man could properly write this work. But, in the first place, the author did not wish to prepare a technical military account of the war. His aim was to offer a correct and complete view of it suitable for all interested in American history, and it will be found that politics, diplomacy, and other phases of the subject required as full investigation as did its military aspects. Secondly, the author took pains to qualify himself for his task. The real difficulty of the commanding general consists in applying the principles of war under complicated, obscure, and changeful conditions, and in overcoming friction of many sorts. The intellectual side of the art is readily enough understood. "In war, everything is very simple," wrote Clausewitz, the fountainhead of the modern system. "The theory of the great speculative combinations of war is simple enough in itself," said Jomini. "It only requires intelligence and attentive reflection. Strategy is the application of common sense to the conduct of war," declared von Moltke. Arnold, in his lectures on modern history, said, "An unprofessional person may, without blame, speak or write on military subjects, and may judge of them sufficiently," and the eminent military authority, G.F.R. Henderson, endorsed this view. "The theory of war is simple," wrote another expert, "and there is no reason why any man who chooses to take the trouble to read and reflect carefully on one or two of the acknowledged best books thereon should not attain to a fair knowledge thereof."